Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for March the 4th, 2023. And I'm grateful that you chose to be with me as we take a look at human flaws. And I get this from many of my students. What do I do with my flaws? And I happen to get one from a man in Jackson Hole. I don't know where that is. I think it's in Colorado. I don't know. Something like that. And he listens to the podcast, and I'm grateful that he does. And he finds, evidently, some insight for himself there. And he asks about his flaws. And he goes into flaws and the many that he thinks he has, who doesn't. And then he asks me about what I do with my flaws, and assuming I have them, which I have plenty of flaws, like any other human being. So we're going to talk about a little bit here about the management of our flaws. Everybody has them. They're these little things inside of us that often turn into big things, where they show a flaw is like a vulnerability, a character issue inside of us, where we just either ignore what would be noble and virtuous to do, or we maybe some people would call it the right thing to do, something like that. But we have these, what do I want to call them? These blind spots. That's the way I look at it with myself, these blind spots. And when I see them for what they are, I correct them. And when I don't see them for what they are, I am probably moving along in the stupidity of Gregory Penn, and I just suffer the consequences of it. Although I work very diligently to be aware of his flaws. So here's Joseph. This is something that is difficult for people to understand. So I'm going to explain it in the simplest terms I possibly can, as if I were sitting with you in a session, in a way, and talking to you about this. What are our flaws? Well, it has to do with the points of impulse inside of us that we live with, that we don't recognize as maybe being selfish, self-centered, obnoxious, and unkind. That's just to name a few of the attributes of these things. So when I think of my flaws, I think in terms of what shortcuts does Gregory want to take to get something that he wants, or to avoid something he doesn't want to face, something like that. And of course, when I see all of that, I go right for it. I don't hesitate. I don't always have answers for my flaws. I don't always have the answers that, you know, would say to you, well, this is why I did it. They're impulses for the most part with most of us as human beings. And they have to be forgiven. I have to be aware of them, though. Before I can forgive them and make corrections, I have to see what I'm flawed in. And most of us are flawed in our habitual way of living our life, and anything that takes us out of the routine or the schedule, as I like to call it, of emotions and thoughts that dominate what most people call their daily life. The more I do that, the less insight I have. And the more I place myself in jeopardy, because then I'm subject to the consequences of Gregory. No matter what I think, say, or do, I suffer his consequences. So, before you do anything, Joseph, here's what you do. You look at what's going on in you. Why is it that you and I assume that the me is me, or the persona of Gregory is the totality of Gregory? Why do I do that? Why have I not separated? Why have I not looked at things from another point of view? Maybe the point of view of, oh, Gregory's impulsive. Gregory wants, what would Gregory want? Happiness. He would want security. He would want righteousness. He would want a lot of things. So when I look at Gregory for what he is, and I understand that he is forlorn in his ego and in his emotions, then I just realize, you know, he is not living in the best interests of my own awakening. I have to establish within myself what is going to be the meaning of my life. Is it going to be wanting comfort and security and happiness and doing whatever I want to do that would amuse me? Or am I living for a purpose, something beyond the confines of Gregory's ambitions and fears, his animosity, his self-righteousness? Can I live beyond all of that? Is there something worth giving Gregory up for? That's the real key. And in my life, for me, that is very doable. I don't see Gregory as viable. I don't see him as the part that would take me into insight, awareness, awakening, consciousness, all those things. So if I have as my primer for the rest of my life the old eat, drink, and be merry thing, then I'm going to have problems. I'm going to make it very difficult on myself to live my life in the context of spiritual awakening. But if I can do something beyond that context of eat, drink, and be merry and be happy and try to find a happy life to the day I die and never figure out what the heck I was doing here in the first place, if I can go beyond the confines of Gregory's sentimentalities, his ego, his vanity, his pride, if I can see him for, oh, kind of a lost soul, as it were, then I can separate and really realize, okay, he is what I live in, but he is not the state of me. He is not me at all. He is something that allows me to roam the prairies of this world, but that doesn't make him me. It is just the way he is. And when I understand all of this, when I can live in all of that, when I can function in the idea of separating from Gregory, then I start to see his assumptions, his presumptions, which are his flaws. And I see that he's just struggling to stay alive and to live according to the monicum of his credo to life, which would be, if he were doing what most people do, eat, drink, and be merry. So then I just find it very easy just to bypass him. I just don't go there. I just don't do that. I don't do what I will regret. And I have had to go through many regrets to learn not to do those things that I will regret. And when you get into that modality, that's when you start to overcome your flaws. They'll still be there. They'll always be there tempting you to do this and do that. But in this way, you won't do them. You just won't be that interested in them if you have set your course for spiritual awakening and not just to get through this life and not know why you are here or what this life is all about. If you can understand just of anything I just said, it will help you immensely. If you don't, then you will live at the beck and call of your consequences. And they can be very, very tough and very difficult to live with. Believe me, I know. I hope that that helped you, Joseph. And thank you for your kind words about Aspire. I deeply appreciate it. And please forgive me. Namaste. Well, I have more for tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. I have hay fever, if you're wondering why I sound so nasally today, so please forgive that too. Lots to forgive in the flaws of Gregory. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.